With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Donald Westlake's anti-hero, John Dortmunder, is a bumbling petty crook who made his first literary appearance 20 years ago in a novel called The Hot Rock. The Dortmunder role was played by Robert Redford in the movies.
He was miscast a bit because it's hard to think of Redford as a loser, but he did an honorable acting job.
That's Donald Westlake, who brings Dortmunder back in Drowned Hopes. In the book, Dortmunder and an old cellmate attempt the almost hopeless task of trying to recover $700,000 in loot from the bottom of a murky reservoir in upstate New York. Poor Dortmunder, nothing goes as planned.
No matter what he does, no matter how carefully he plans it, and no matter how intelligent the thought that goes into it, something always goes wrong.
Even though Dortmunder is a crook, he's not really out to hurt anyone and sees himself as a workman.
What I like about the character myself is that he never gives up.
Donald Westlake's comic mysteries were nominated year after year for the Edgar Allan Poe Award before he finally won.
I've been often a bridesmaid and never a bride. Comedy isn't taken seriously. But in 1966, it was. It was a comic novel called God Save the Mark. The hero was the world's biggest patsy.
Donald Westlake has written more than 60 books under various pen names.
There is a point at which you do stop counting, you know, and I know it's more than 60, and every once in a while I try to count, and I always get confused.
The Misadventures of John Dortmunder appear in 7 hilarious novels. The latest, Drowned Hopes, by Donald Westlake, published by the Mysterious Press. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Donald Westlake says that before he became a writer, he had lots of silly jobs as a young man, including one as a Gandhi dancer, a track repairman. You might remember the song, The Gandhi Dancer's Ball.
Yeah, one of the ridiculous things about that song, at one point they say, swing around, swing around, swing around the Jimmy John, and the Jimmy John is the portable toilet, and why you would swing around it dancing, I don't know, unless there was somebody else inside there too long.
Donald Westlake's latest comic mystery novel, Drowned Hope, stars petty crook John Dortmunder, who causes havoc when he sets out to recover some missing loot at the bottom of a deep reservoir. As a teenager, Westlake pounded out stories like mad and mailed them off.
I wrote science fiction, I wrote slices of life stories and sent them to the Swanee Review, and I wrote suburban stories and sent them to the New Yorker, and I just wrote everything.
The rejection slips mounted.
I began to put them up on the wall over my desk, and I said, I'm going to leave them there until finally somebody takes something and publishes it, and then I'm going to take these things down.
When he was 19, after 200 rejections, Westlake sold a science fiction story.
I kept one of the rejection slips from the New Yorker that had the word sorry written on it. And so that's still over my desk. And I still haven't sold anything to the New Yorker.
Donald Westlake shaped his ability to write stories while working as a reader for a New York literary agency.
Mostly from reading the things that weren't any good that were being sent in. You begin to sense what the mistakes are and why people do it wrong.
Donald Westlake has written more than 60 novels, 7 of them featuring anti-hero John Dortmunder, who is back in Drowned Hopes, published by the Mysterious Press. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Question, what do Kurt Clark, Tucker Coe, Timothy J. Coulter, and Richard Stark all have in common? Answer, they are all Donald Westlake.
Really, I was writing more than one publisher would be interested in publishing. So for that reason, and because I was writing different kinds of things, I did different pen names on them.
Donald Westlake has penned more than 60 novels. As Richard Stark, he won an Edgar Allan Poe Award for his novel God Save the Mark. Perhaps Westlake's most endearing character is John Dortmunder, the bungling petty crook who has starred in 7 books, the latest of which is Drowned Hopes. Westlake says he hates to do research. There's a lot of detail in the novel about underwater diving, for example, but it has to be done.
Somebody out there reading the book is going to know the way it really works, and if you get it wrong, you're simply going to spoil the book, the whole book, for that person.
Westlake considers himself an improviser who has learned to trust his own instincts as a writer, and he says he's never run out of ideas. Fledgling authors often approach him for advice.
It's very hard to give advice. I once asked John D. MacDonald what he said, and he said, I tell them, if it is possible to get discouraged, don't start.
Westlake says a writer needs 3 things to survive.
You have to have the talent. You have to have the ambition, that thing that keeps you from getting discouraged. And you have to have luck.
Westlake says one or two of those things isn't enough. You have to have all 3, which appears to be the case with Donald Westlake. His latest Dortmunder novel, Drowned Hopes, was published by the Mysterious Press. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.